A humbling demonstration of the forces of nature at their most raw and civilization at its most vulnerable. This morning in Japan, an 8.9 magnitude earthquake followed by a wall of water carved up coastal communities as though they weren't there, and now many of them aren't anymore. Japan's leaders are calling for calm. We're following the aftermath of a nightmare in the Pacific as a tsunami threatens land for thousands of miles. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, March 11th. Still seeing aftershocks near off the coast of Japan from that massive earthquake that hit there. And there have been tsunami warnings in dozens of countries all the way up to Hawaii and Guam where they've ordered evacuations. We've got breaking news from you from Japan this morning.
Some people are waiting for the wave. Some people have already seen the devastation. It's the largest earthquake ever recorded in Japan. 8.8, 8.9. The very uncertainty itself gives you a sense of the scale of this disaster. It was 80 miles off of Japan's coast, hitting just hours ago, unleashing a massive wave that reached Japan's coast. 30 minutes later, little time for warning or evacuation. Night is beginning to fall now in Japan. The wall of water engulfed entire coastal towns who are now in the middle of a rescue effort that can only be described as daunting. Buildings were swept away. Cars were turned into a wave of debris and mud. It reversed direction and carried everything back out to sea. Cars and trucks tried to speed away. You could see in some of the pictures there was also a devastating explosion of a petroleum facility or a liquid natural gas facility that was destroyed by the rising waters. At this point, disaster officials have confirmed 40 people killed, but that number is expected to rise in the coming hours.
In Tokyo, you can see the footage. Buildings shook very violently as people actually ran into the streets for safety. An American eyewitness there describes the moment to CNN.
You couldn't even stand up. I mean, literally, at the peak of these waves that were washing over the ground, you literally could not stay on your feet. You had to kind of crouch down in a ball or put your back against something so you didn't fall.
So far, there have been dozens of aftershocks, one reaching as high as 7.4. The Japanese prime minister is now calling for unity in the face of this ongoing disaster.
We therefore ask the people of Japan to exercise a spirit of fraternity, help each other, and to act fast, and to help one's family and neighbors.
Prime Minister Khan announced that Japanese troops will be deployed to the hardest-hit areas and will assist in the rescue mission. Also, U.S. ships in Pearl Harbor have been ordered to remain in port and assist if they need rescue missions there.
An update on the aftershocks. There was one just 15 minutes ago, almost 6 in magnitude. A tsunami expanding across the Pacific Ocean, as we said, taking aim at more than a dozen countries. Hawaii residents less than 2 hours ago heard evacuation sirens, and the arrival of the first tsunami wave in Hawaii is expected there a little less than an hour from now. There's a tsunami warning that's been issued for the entire Pacific, including areas as far away as South America and the U.S. West Coast. This hour, the tsunami impact is expected in the Philippines. Manila is a city of 16 million people. Taiwan, 8 million. Guam and other nations in the Pacific are also braced for that tsunami. And the Red Cross is warning that the height of the wave, or the estimated height of the wave, it varies from place to place. It might be higher than some of the Pacific islands that it will wash over. We'll have more on this breaking news all morning long.
We're, of course, also keeping our eye on the change in situation in Libya this morning. We have reports that troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi continue to make progress in the east and are pushing the rebel opposition out of the strategic oil port of Ras Lanuf in heavy fighting.
And Saudi Arabia's capital is quiet this hour ahead of a very important story we're also watching, today's planned Day of Rage demonstrations. Protests have been banned, and last night police dispersed pro-democracy rallies in one eastern city. Asian and European markets, not surprisingly, are down this morning, reacting to the earthquake. Futures are down for Wall Street after a big sell-off yesterday. 11,984 is where the Dow begins, 1,295 is where the S&P begins, and 2,701 is where the Nasdaq starts trading. All morning, our coverage of the 8.8, 8.9 magnitude earthquake that struck off the coast of Japan continues from all around the Pacific Rim. Waiting for the wave.